Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hello, hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Divorce Collective podcast, or just welcome if this is the first time that you're tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. The idea of the podcast is to give you some little snippets, I guess, of information of all things family law, and hopefully they assist you in staying informed and making educated and informed decisions when it comes to your family and separation. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about the advantages of mediation and family law. Traditionally, family law disputes have been resolved through litigation, a process that is often characterized by high costs, lengthy proceedings, and heightened emotional turmoil for everyone involved. However, an alternative approach gaining recognition and popularity is mediation. It offers a more collaborative and amicable path to resolving family law matters. And I personally am a massive fan of families going down this mediation path where they can before heading over to litigious court proceedings. So today in the podcast, I'm going to delve into the benefits of choosing mediation over litigation in family law disputes. The first one that comes to mind is the preservation of relationships. Unlike litigation, which often escalates conflict and strains relationships, mediation fosters open communication and cooperation and collaboration between parties. Now, I think that's particularly important when we're talking about parenting disputes. So through facilitated discussions, mediation helps families maintain civility, maintain a form of respect, preserving important relationships such as that post-parenting relationship. And it's especially crucial, like I said, in cases involving children. Second way that benefits that mediation is a benefit is control and empowerment. In mediation, parties have greater control over the outcome of their dispute, and that's really important. Unlike litigation, where decisions are imposed by a judge, mediation empowers individuals to actively participate in the crafting of solutions that meet their unique families' needs and circumstances. This sense of control fosters ownership of the outcome, and it promotes long-term satisfaction with the agreement that's reached. Third benefit, cost effectiveness. Litigation can be financially draining, with legal fees, court costs, expert witness expenses, all of the costs quickly accumulate. In contrast, mediation typically incurs lower costs as it involves fewer formal proceedings and reduces the need for extensive lawyer involvement. By minimizing expenses, mediation allows families to reallocate their resources to towards rebuilding their lives post-separation. Number four, efficiency and timeliness. Court dockets are often congested, leading to delays in resolving family law disputes through litigation. Mediation offers more efficient alternative, enabling parties to schedule sessions at their convenience and work towards a resolution at a pace that suits their needs. This streamlined process expedites the resolution of disputes, saves time, and reduces stress for everyone. And the benefit about a mediation is you can go more than once. I think there's this common belief that a mediation's one full day, you have to get in and you have to resolve anything, you know, everything in then and there. And if you can, what an awesome thing, you know, to have that resolved in one day. But when we talk about efficiency and timeliness, parents and families can do a couple of mediations. They can go and mediate with respect of some of the issues and see how that goes, and then come back to mediation, to progress the agreement or to, formalise it if it wasn't formalised before, now that that trial period's over, or to come back and talk about some other issues that might not have gotten any airtime in the first mediation. So I think that's a really important concept that often gets a bit overlooked in family law, this concept of going once, that's it, the be all and the end all. We attempt mediation once and that's it, off the court we go. Doesn't have to be that way. I digress. Fifth benefit, confidentiality. Mediation proceedings are confidential, providing a safe and private environment for parties to discuss sensitive issues openly. Unlike courtroom proceedings, which are a matter of public record, they are open courts in family court. Mediation affords parties the freedom to explore creative solutions without fear of public scrutiny and in a safe space. The confidentiality fosters trust and encourages candid communication, facilitating meaningful progress towards a resolution. Benefit 6, customized solutions. Family dynamics are diverse and complex, necessitating solutions that are tailored to the specific circumstances of each family. Mediation allows parties to craft creative and flexible agreements that address their unique needs and their unique concerns, rather than adhering to a rigid legal precedent. This customization ensures that the final agreement is fair, sustainable, and conducive to the well-being of all family members. Benefit 7, reduced emotional strain. Litigation can be emotionally taxing. It exuberates tensions. It prolongs the healing process for families. So in contrast, mediation promotes a supportive and empathetic environment where parties are encouraged to express their emotions and to work towards mutually understanding and acceptance. By minimizing conflict and promoting cooperation, mediation helps alleviate the emotional strain associated with family disputes. So, in conclusion, listeners, mediation offers a host and a range of advantages over litigation in resolving family law matters, from preserving relationships, empowering parties to control costs, promoting efficiency. Mediation provides a constructive framework for families to navigate disputes with dignity and respect by embracing the principles of collaboration, communication and compromise. Mediation paves the way for healing and reconciliation, laying the foundation for a brighter and more harmonious future. And if you know me and you've listened to me, a harmonious future for children is really, really important. Let me help you mediate your family law matter and save you some time and hopefully some money, and enable you to move through this chapter and on to the next. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening again. Until next time, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.